We're getting closer to the end of Fringe for 2024, but there is still a week and a half to catch of all things comedy, theatre, circus and more. UK performers Patrick and Hugo McPherson return to Perth's Fringe World with a sequel to their award-winning sketch comedy show Pear, this one called Pear But Braver. Not only that, but Patrick has also been taking to the stage solo for two other shows, Colossal and The Way Way Deep. They join us both this morning to chat about all these Fringe shows. Thank you both so much for joining me on the record.
Thanks very much.
So, Hugo, welcome, and Patrick, welcome back to Fringe World in Perth. How does it feel to be back for another year?
Yeah, it's really exciting. We really love it here. Last year was an amazing experience, and all our family live here, our grandparents, aunts and uncles, so we're very happy to be around the rest of the family while we're here, even if we sound like massive English people, I know.
Patrick, you're back with the sketch comedy Pear But Braver, which is a sequel to Pear. I read that it came about after a feedback comment from your last show. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, on the website, Fringe Feed, you can leave an audience review, and we got some really lovely audience reviews, and we got one which said they liked the show, and they thought it was quite safe comedy, maybe it could be a bit braver. So we've really taken that massively, literally, and made it the whole show.
So how do you brainstorm and come up with ways to be braver and build on a previous show?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think a lot of it is just pure silliness. Maybe that's our definition of bravery, but certainly just being a little bit more, being a bit more silly, being a little bit more improvised. And I think part of the joke, I think, of our show is sort of asking what that question actually means, and whatever that person's definition was of brave, we'll never know, but we're going to give it a go and try and be a little bit raucous if we can.
I always love hearing of comments and feedbacks on comedy in different performance shows, and then the performers like yourselves take it and make a show bigger and better and incorporate it into a show. Hugo, could you tell us what people can expect to see at the show?
Well, I mean, the first thing they can expect to see is just two very strangely proportioned human beings. We're both 6'8", which is far bigger than anybody should ever be. So they'll never see taller twins perform, and we're also identical, so we've got the same face. So that will be the strangeness just before we even open our mouths. And then once we do, hopefully it's, as I said, some raucous comedy with some very unexpected, never still moments of comedy.
So how has this one built on the content of the previous show?
It's not, maybe we don't even know if it's built. Maybe it's devolved. Last year was a bit of a platform based on things which make sense. We've tried to make things a bit more hectic and silly and raucous, as Hugo said, this year. So I think we've learned last year what Perth found funny, and we're doubling in on that, not to give too much away. That has unfortunately led to some pretty bad costumes, though. We've realised quite quickly that our costumes at Edinburgh do not work in Perth. Yeah, they are too hot.
Yes, and especially with last week with all the high 40s, and then towards the end of this week, you probably don't want to be under the stage lights in mega costumes as well.
We're learning. Unfortunately, we've signed the check on that one.
So, Patrick, those who are listening would expect Pair to be spelled P-A-I-R, probably as well as your pair of brothers. Is there a reason why it's Pair like the fruit?
You know, I would have to come back to you on that one. I'm not exactly sure. I reckon that when we were thinking of our name, we thought Pair as in P-A-I-R. Maybe my mum was like, do you mean Pair the fruit? I reckon that's how it was born. But also, there's a big tradition, especially in Edinburgh Fringe, of people naming their sketch comedies duos or trios after a single object.
I love that.
We copied that.
So, Hugo, what do you think the benefit is of being able to perform together as brothers and being able to work with each other on stage?
It's a lot of fun, I think we enjoy it every single time we do it, because you never know when those performances might stop. For us, it's about making each other laugh, and so we kind of carry what we do off stage onto stage, and every time we perform, we try and make, I don't know, probably 20% of the show different. A lot of it is trying to make the other one corpse, trying to change things up in the sketches, and I think that reflects in giving our show a little bit of a sort of electricity to it. But realistically, the benefit is just really enjoying it and hopefully showing that enjoyment to people who come to watch.
Do you ever change it up a little bit on stage and catch the other person out and make them have to improvise on the stop?
Every single sketch.
Almost every sketch, and definitely every show, because, that's part of how I enjoy it. I mean, I did a very silly accent in one of the sketches, and I try and change that up almost every day, and just to try and keep him on his toes. And I think when one of us is caught out, then that really, the audience would love that, and they see it as a sort of game.
There's something fun about seeing comedians and performers on stage having so much fun with their own performance. I'm sure the audience loves to see this little rivalry on stage between you two. Patrick, I do wonder about this, though, with any comedian or performing duos, but how do you decide who gets to deliver what joke or what line when you're planning the show?
I'd say it's 50-50. The first option would be that, you know, in most duos, at least, there's the straight man, right? And that tends to be Hugo. He tends to have the more serious characters, and I tend to be a bit more of the wacky ones. And then the second reason is just who remembers the lines. So if we write down a sketch and we start doing it, often it just falls into a pattern of who's remembered the lines every sketch or every time we do it. So that's the random allocation.
You're listening to On The Record. I'm joined by Patrick and Hugo McPherson, and we're chatting about Pear But Braver. They're back performing at this year's Fringe World. Now, Patrick, for this season of Fringe World, you're performing not one but three different shows. One has already ended for the season. That's a lot of work to be doing.
Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been doing a show and then having about 25 minutes and then doing another show. So I haven't done that before, but it's been an interesting educational experience for me.
So what's the difference between your shows Colossal, The Way Way Deep, and what you're performing for Pear But Braver?
It's pretty chalk and cheese, but Pear is a sketch comedy show. It's a lot of style, but not that much substance. It's just trying to make people laugh as much as possible. Whereas my two shows have, what's the word I'm looking for, stories?
themes?
Scripts? My shows are more the sort of spoken word, comedy dramas, very, very different, basically.
I can imagine while Patrick is madly running around for his three shows, Hugo, you're probably kicking back in a chair enjoying the sun.
I've been sampling some of Perth's favourite ciders and enjoying myself as much as possible. And, strolling along different beaches. I think I did six in a week at one point, just waiting for Pear to start.
That sounds like so much fun. A great way to enjoy some of the sun. Do you have much involvement in development or production or support for Patrick's shows?
I think probably the last word is the one that I would strongly, I would say is support. I've seen Colossal some 48 times now, so I've always thought that I could definitely step in and give it a go if there was an illness. But that's the main part of it, in terms of just being there and making sure that he's got all his props and things. But in terms of development, that's a one-man gig, and I'm just there to critique the odd line if I think he hasn't quite nailed it.
Do you ever get inspired from watching Patrick's show and, like, hear something go, oh, I could turn that or add that into the comedy sketch or turn that into a whole show by itself?
Absolutely. I think part of our sketch, part of what we do in sketch comedy is make fun of Patrick's show. This is something that Patrick writes himself. You know, Patrick's drama show won Best Theatre Award last year, and it was very dramary and very important themes and discussed these very deep issues. But our show was sort of taking the mick a little bit about these sort of shows and about this heightened sense of the importance of deep themes in theatre. It's a little bit meta, but we do take the mick out of self-importance a little bit much. So there's a lot of that.
And Patrick, what do you enjoy the most about being able to do so many different shows at Fringe, not only the number of them, but also the types of shows they are?
Well, it's just really exciting to show an audience different sides of myself as a performer and as a writer. It's always just a thrill to be able to have someone come and see a show and recommend them a very, very different show. It's very rare that you'd be able to do that with one audience. So that golden moment where someone says, I saw both shows and they're so different, I like them both, that's what you do it for.
Do you, as a performer, do you have to prepare a different way or be in a different mindset when you go onto the stage?
Yeah, hugely. My mindset for Pear is having two or three beers and then sort of just being a bit more loosey-goosey with it, ready to have fun, ready for a bit of chaos, a bit of anarchy. My mindset for Colossal, which I'm bringing back at the end of the festival for 3 days,
3 days. The last weekend is much more getting into a mindset, like listening to the music, closing my eyes, doing a bit of mindfulness.
And something I'm always quite curious about for any performer who does more than one shows at the same time, do you ever get mixed up between shows and go, oops, that's a joke or a line that was meant for another one?
That doesn't really happen for me necessarily. I mean, sometimes if I'm doing my one-man stuff, I've been writing these shows for a few years and the lines are so set within me and the muscle memory is so there that I basically don't really think on stage. Everything's happening and I just rinse and repeat. The problem with that is that once you do that enough, you can start thinking about other things instead of the show. So I sometimes start thinking about pair while I'm doing my one-man show and thinking about the lines I want to add or the things that were funny the night before. That could get a bit confusing.
We've been talking this morning all about the Fringe show Pair But Braver. It's at Fringe World this year, still a week and a half left. Before I let you both go, a question I always like to ask, and you're both welcome to answer, but what one thing at the end of the night do you hope your audience takes away from Pair But Braver?
I would say the one thing I hope they take away is seeing two people enjoy each other's company on stage. I think that, you know, just like when you see two really good friends bounce off each other and just see the connection between people comically, that can be really fun. And hopefully they feel part of that too. We work with the audience a lot. So hopefully it just feels like one big in-joke the audience are part of.
Would you like to add anything as well?
I would say that I'd like people to take away that they've spent a good hour of time with a different sort of comedy. We want to try and raise the bar a bit and show people how hectic and mad an hour can be, really. And at very least, we hope they leave saying, God, they're tall.
Yeah.
they're attractive and tall. They have to say at least one of those things.
Hopefully both of those things. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning and telling us more about your performance. We wish you all the best for the next week and a half of performances.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Patrick and Hugo McPherson telling us all about their Fringe shows that are part of this year's season. You can find out more on the website fringeworld.com.au.